This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Multiple services ranging from airlines to healthcare around the world are slowly recovering after a massive IT outage affected computer systems for hours yesterday. Millions of people around the globe were affected by widespread Microsoft software outage. Businesses, banking services, hospitals and airline operations were among the worst hit after US cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike issued a faulty software update which affected Microsoft Windows operating system, rendering devices across the world inoperable. Microsoft CEO Satya Narayana Nadella said in a social media post that they were working closely with CrowdStrike and across the industry to provide customers technical guidance and support to bring the systems back online safely. CrowdStrike CEO apologized for the disruption and said a fix has been issued. He admitted that it will take some time before all systems were backed up and running. In India, several airlines had to resort to manual check-in and boarding processes at the airports and requested passengers to reach airports early. The Indian financial and payment systems remained largely unaffected by the Microsoft services outage. In a statement, the Reserve Bank of India said it has made an assessment of the impact of the outage on its regulated entities, which shows that only 10 banks and NBFCs had minor disruptions which have either been resolved or are being resolved. Overall, it said the Indian financial sector in the Reserve Bank's domain remain insulated from the global outage. India has reaffirmed the close bonds of friendship it shares with Bhutan and promised a firm commitment to further strengthen the bilateral relations according to the priorities of the Bhutanese government and its people. The sentiment of solidarity in the cause of Bhutan's development was conveyed by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri to Prime Minister of Bhutan, Shering Tobgay in Thimphu yesterday. Mr. Misri also called on Foreign Minister of Bhutan, D.N. Dhungel. They discussed bilateral issues of mutual interest and ways to further strengthen exemplary bilateral ties across all sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness at the passing away of Vietnamese leader Nguyen Phu Trong. In his message, Mr. Modi said, "India stands in solidarity with the people and leadership of Vietnam in this hour of grief." The General Secretary of Vietnam's ruling Communist Party, Nguyen Phu Trong, who was considered as the country's top leader, died yesterday. He was 80 years old. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be on a day-long visit to Ranchi in Jharkhand today. He will address the extended working committee meeting of state BJP. Jharkhand BJP chief Babulal Marandi said Mr. Shah will review party's poll performance as well as of NDA in recently concluded Lok Sabha elections. The assembly election is likely to take place in the state later this year. In Gujarat, the coastal districts of Saurashtra witnessed heavy rainfall for second consecutive day, leading to flood situations in low-lying areas. Devbhoomi, Dwarka and Porbandar were worst affected districts, recording more than 20 inches of rainfall in the last 36 hours. Nearly 57 villages have been affected by the floods in the state. State Relief Commissioner Alok Kumar Pandey said 10 teams each of NDRF and SDRF have been deployed in flood-affected districts. United Nations Top Court, International Court of Justice, ICJ, has said that Israel's presence in the West Bank and East Jerusalem is illegal. The ICJ also ruled that Israel's settlement policy in the West Bank and Gaza is unlawful and advised Tel Aviv to cease immediately all settlement activities and evacuate all settlers present in the occupied territories. And in Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, defending champions India beat Pakistan by 7 wickets in their opening game of the tournament at Dambulla in Sri Lanka last evening. Chasing a target of 109 runs, Indian Eves overhauled the score with 7 wickets in hand and 35 balls to spare. Earlier, opting to bat first, Pakistan were all out at 108 runs in 19.2 overs. Deepti Sharma scalped 3 wickets by giving away just 20 runs. She was adjudged the player of the match. India will next take on UAE tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.